we gonna do? We gonna pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. So glad to be here this morning. In the honor of Pastor Cricket and Jennifer, we want to thank everyone for coming out this day and worshiping the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good all the time. Amen. Hallelujah. There's been a lot of changes that took place this weekend. Everybody was out of pocket. Praise God. And so y'all get me. Them and I was in Pine Bluff on last Sunday evening, and boy, we had a great time up there. I tell you, more people came to the altar from Pine Bluff than we ever had before. The Lord just blessed up there. I tell you, there are a lot of hurting people. There are a lot of people that's hungry for God. And I tell you, you don't have to talk too much, and they're eager to hear and want to know, amen, and want to be set free, amen. Hallelujah. So, you know, we're in a time of prayer. You know, I've in Camden, there are signs in everyone's yard. I passed by the clinic on yesterday. Yesterday. And they had about 8 signs, you know, saying prayer, all in people's yard. But I tell you, it was a guy that walked up to me one day while I was talking to the coordinator there in Camden, Sister Charlotte, and he was saying that, "Brother Don, are you going to pray all those 40 days?" I said, "Brother, I pray all the time." I said, "I'm just going to add it to the list. You know, ain't nothing for me, you know. I love to pray. And you probably know that about me, that I love to pray. It's in my bone. It's in my genes. I believe it's all over me. I love to pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I love to put the devil on the run. Hallelujah. And I know some things. I've seen some things that when I pray, I see demons flee. Because when I pray, I submit myself to God. And I know that demons have to flee. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. We here in Camden, they have a 40-day prayer for changes, you know, for changing in our county, Ouachita County. And our prayer meeting meet on Saturday morning. We pray. And man, we had a time yesterday. I tell you, God moved in that prayer meeting. We started and we kicked it off for day one of this prayer visual that we are doing there in Camden, and you as well are involved. We prayed and we got to walking around that sanctuary 7 times and shouted, and we believe that all counter walls was coming down. Hallelujah. We had a good time running the devil out of Camden. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Out of our region. Amen. Hallelujah. But you know, God is serious about prayer. If Jesus had to pray, what about us? Hey, my Bible tells me that Jesus prayed all night. Hallelujah. And then he came while it broke of day and then walked on the water. Hallelujah. So there's something about talking to the Lord. Even Lazarus, hallelujah, Jesus was 2 days, you know, waiting to hear from God to go and raise Lazarus from the dead. You know, it wasn't about 2 miles distant from where Lazarus was and where Jesus was, but he waited. He waited until he heard the Father. He heard the Father say, "It's time. Show the resurrection that you are." He said, "I am the life and the resurrection." Amen. I tell you, you can't get by Jesus. No kind of way you try to go, you know. You got to have you some Jesus in this world. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just an old country preacher. There in Camden, just love the Lord. Hallelujah. I was born and raised in Camden. I'm a just old country preacher, but my wife now, she is an educator. I have to look at her and look at the gauge on her face to know when I'm breaking them verbs. I love to break them. I don't love to break them because I know I'm going to get a whooping when I get home. Because she is an English teacher. I tried to tell her, honey, teach me how to do English. She said, you got to play by the rules. English have rules. I said, oh, Lord, it's about like math then. Math got rules too. Praise God. But I want to read this prayer vision before you read here. Day 2, which is today, October the 2nd. It said the topic is the local church. And it said the scripture, it said, let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Hallelujah. How many of you know the devil know he doesn't have but a short time? And he's trying to take people out before we get them saved. Hallelujah. We gotta rush it up. Amen. Get the word out. Observation. The local church plays a vital role in the mission of God and in our unity as a community. It's where we meet to praise God. Did we have great praise this morning? Woo, my Lord, I tell you, the power, the anointing, the worship was great. Thank you so much, my Lord. And it is the first line of where needs are discovered, brought before the Lord in what? Prayer. That's it, brother. Prayer. And met by brothers and sisters in Christ. Hallelujah. And there's a little prayer. I said, Father, bring us together as your people. May we never get so caught up in ourselves that we forget the importance of coming together to worship you. Help us to see needs among our neighbors, to encourage and to help in any way we can. Hallelujah. Father, receive that prayer in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, so much talk about prayer. And, you know, I wrestle with the Lord on what to minister this morning. And since I stayed up pretty late last night trying to get things together for this message this morning, you know, because, you know, sometimes you can go into your arsenal, but sometimes you need a fresh word. Hallelujah. And God said we need a fresh word this morning. And so I meant it was so many things would lead me other way. Compassion. Jesus had compassion and healed people. Amen. Hallelujah. God want us free. Hallelujah. How many of you know God was dealing with me in California about worship? Hallelujah. He said, son, you need to learn how to worship more and more in spirit and truth. Hallelujah. There's many things that's in my arsenal today, but I want you to know that I want to bring a fresh word to you this morning, fresh off the press, fresh from the Holy Spirit, and I wanted you to receive it today in the name of Jesus. Let's pray. Father, I thank you right now. Lord, take me out of myself this morning, God, and let me down in your anointing, in your power, in your in all that you have to do through me today, God. Lord, make this lip and this tongue of clay, God, speak the oracles of God today, the Lord, that somebody may get saved, Lord. Somebody may get healed. Somebody get deliverance today, God. Lord, my prayer today that no one leave here the same, but changed by the power and the presence of God in this house, God. Lord, you said, well, there's two or three gathered in your name. There you are in the midst of them, Lord. Father, I thank you that I declare this ground to be holy ground today. Open heaven in this house today, God. Let your angels, Lord, ascend and descend in this house, God. Touching lives today, meeting needs today, God. Lord, thank you. Thank you that you're a good God, Lord. And you come today by the way of your spirit, God, to make a difference, Lord. To change things, God. They may be chaotic, Lord, before we got in this house today, God. But Lord, I thank you that you are intervening right now by your spirit today, God. Lord, I thank you for freedom in this house today. I thank you for liberty, God, because you are the one that set us free. And Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, that we can dance in our freedom. We can shout in our freedom, God. We can lift our hands in our freedom, Lord. And Lord, we can shout in our freedom, God, because Lord, we are free, God. Chains are broken, Lord. Shackles are loosened, Lord. Lord, thank you that you love us and you sent your son to die on the cross, God, and that we might have this liberty and freedom today. And Lord, we are rejoicing in it. And we just give you praise and glory and honor for what you're going to do in this house today. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Hallelujah. I want to minister a message today entitled The Church. The Church. Say that with me. The Church. A House of Prayer. Hallelujah. A church. A house of prayer. Do you know that this house is a house of prayer? Do you know that we are the church? We are the church. This building is where we meet at. Hallelujah. But we are the church. Hallelujah. When you get up and go out of this building today, the church is going. Amen. The church is mobile. The church is moving. Amen. You know, Jesus said to Peter, you know, whom do men say that I am? What did he say? He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, blessed are you, Simon Bo-Jonah, for flesh and blood did not reveal it to you. Hallelujah. But my Father, which is in heaven. Don't you know God is a revealer? I just had to camp right there for a moment. I was having problem with my legs. You know, I sit down long and when I get up, they will hurt and burn. I said, Lord, what is going on with my legs? He says, son, hallelujah, you need to change your eating pattern. I said, Lord, I hear you. What do I need to change? He said, you need to change what you're eating at lunch. I said, okay, it's a done deal. And when the Lord tell you something, hallelujah, I've always had a strong, powerful, you know, will to obey God in a lot of circumstances. You know what I'm saying? When I was in the world, I meant he just took everything away from me, just automatic, a miracle from God. I see people struggle for a long time, but God visited me and cleaned me up. Amen. When he cleaned me up, he did a good job. I said, thank you. He's better than Mr. Clean when he cleans you up. Amen. Hallelujah. But anyway, I don't want to see that food I was eating no more. It's gone. I said, Lord, I won't eat it. I won't eat it no more. And no sooner as I began to obey the Lord, hallelujah, I tell you, I used to be afraid to get up, you know, out of my seat because I knew my leg was going to hurt or do something because I've been sitting a long time. And, you know, like a lot of time when you get, I don't pick on her today. My wife, we get our age, you know, you sit down and you get ready to get up. You sit, snap, crackle, and pop. I said, hallelujah. I didn't order no cornflakes today. But anyway, that's the way it is. Hallelujah. Praise God. But anyway, God had healed my legs. They feel good. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know, that might be a word to some of us today that we might need to change our eating patterns, you know. Hallelujah. But anyway, Jesus said, Peter, with thou confession, I will build my church. Hallelujah. Now, what did Peter confess? He confessed Christ. Amen. That was his confession, that he confessed Christ. And you know that you have to confess Christ to get saved. You know, you got to say, Lord, I confess you as my Lord and my Savior. Hallelujah. If you believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Hallelujah. So Christ, confessing Christ is the thing, is the key. Amen. Because Christ is the one that's going to build the church. Hallelujah. You can't say Jesus three times and not get blessed. Amen. It's something about the name of Jesus that make birds, that people sung about it, hush their singing. Hallelujah. It's something about the name of Jesus that make demons flee and atmosphere change around you. It's something about the name of Jesus. And I know what it is because the devil was defeated. No wickedness can dwell in that place. And old people used to walk in their house just raising their hands and saying, Jesus, 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 hallelujah. And I tell you, the sweet Holy Spirit will come in that place. And I tell you, it's such a good aroma in that house. Hallelujah. I guarantee you to try that. Amen. Just begin to say Jesus. You can be sick and not able to do the things that you want to do, but you begin to confess Jesus as your healer, as your savior. I tell you, things are beginning to change. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to get dogmatic about Jesus. Oh, no, devil. Jesus had defeated you over 2,000 years ago. You ain't taking nothing here today. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So on that confession that Jesus said he would build our church in Matthew 16:18-19. And I also say to you in Matthew 16:18-19 that you are Peter. And on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. Hallelujah. The church has that power. The church, God has given us those keys. Those keys, you know, keys unlock things. Hallelujah. And he said, I'm giving you the keys to heaven. Hallelujah. I tell you, God is always ready. He's always ready to hear us. Whenever we pray, God is always there to hear us and to answer our prayer. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so that's such relief on us, God, to know that we have a God that loves us. Hallelujah. You know, my wife and I, when we first heard and read this scripture, we were binding everything. Mosquitoes, bats, and everything. They called us we got so good at binding stuff, they called us to pray. Said the bats was in the attic. Here come Thelma and MacDonald and McCray going to get some bats on the run. Right there in Camden. We went and prayed over that house, anointed that house. A lady called back the other day, the next day, and said, bats gone. I tell you, Jesus is a bat. Get rid of her, huh? Hallelujah. I tell you, God is interested in what he can do for you. Because he loves you so much. Don't be afraid to lay your hands on the sick. Don't be afraid to be bold in the Lord. The Bible said the righteous are as bold as a lion. Amen. Hallelujah. There's a roar inside of you from the tribe of Judah. And that lion that wants to roar in El Dorado and wherever you go. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is good. Amen. And so we see that we have the keys, the church does. And Jesus said to Peter, you are a stone. Hallelujah. Say I'm a stone. You are a living stone. Hallelujah. You are put together by Jesus, a lively stone. Hallelujah. And Jesus is what? The chief cornerstone. In John 1:42, it said, and he brought him to Jesus. Now, when Jesus looked at him, he said, you are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas, which is translated a stone. Hallelujah. How many of you know we are stones? Hallelujah. Nothing can hurt you. Hallelujah. When you got Jesus on your side. Hallelujah. Fear. How many has tormented? Has torment. Amen. But the love of God, it get rid of fear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Hallelujah. You know, there's a lot of followers of Buddha. How many of you know that? And all the other false gods, they are following these false gods. They are building their religion, but the word of God says they are building in vain. How many of you know that Buddha and Muslim and all that, they are building in vain? Hallelujah. We are the church, amen? We are the church, the real church, the for real church. You mean we say that, for real church? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Psalms 127 and 1, it said, unless the Lord build the house, come on, Jesus. Unless Jesus is in the plan, if Jesus is building the house, they that labor, who build it in vain. Amen. Unless the Lord guard the city, the watchman stay awake in vain. Hallelujah. Staying awake at night, worrying about this and that. He don't do you no good. You just got to put Jesus on there. He'll give you sleep. He'll give you peace. Amen. Just pray about it and believe God. Amen. Hallelujah. But I want you to know this morning that this church is not being built in vain. This church is going to change El Dorado. This church is going to change this atmosphere. Hallelujah. Because I tell you, it only took one angel to slay 185 corpses laid dead the next morning. One angel. Isn't that powerful? And they say that they, God has given them charge over us. Hallelujah. To keep us in all our ways. Amen. Hallelujah. That's a good thing. Hallelujah. Every one of you in here have an angel. Hallelujah. But some of you, I'm going to tell you, if you're not praying and those angels not excelling in strength, hallelujah, they doing this. Waiting on him to give me something to do. I tell you, I work my angels. Hallelujah. The devil tried to get me. Many of y'all know I work in the school system. I drive the school bus. The devil tried to get me. He tried to get me and said, your route is finna get extremely long. Had me going all the way almost to Stephen. I said, that devil. I said, that's all right. I'm getting up at 3:17 in the morning and give my God some time. Hallelujah. So I get up at 3:17 and I tell you, when I get up, the devil say, oh no, he's up again. So the devil does his work after 12 o'clock. I don't give him about 2 hours. I'm up and getting him going. Hallelujah. Standing attention. Hallelujah. Believing God for a turnaround. Hallelujah. In the situation. Hallelujah. I tell you, I feel like preaching this morning. This is what's happening in Pine Bluff. Hallelujah. Praise God. We going into Pine Bluff. We not looking at the people. We are looking at Jesus in Pine Bluff. Hallelujah. Because we got marching orders from Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to build. You know, Jesus was rejected. He was rejected. Amen. He was the stone, the cornerstone. Look at Matthew 21, 41 and 44. It said, Jesus said to them, have you never read in the scripture, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone? This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore, I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a nation bearing the fruit of it. And whoever falls on this stone will be broken, but on whomever it falls, it will grind him to powder. Hallelujah. How many of you know the only way that we can come to Jesus is brokenly? Hallelujah. I know Pastor Cricket was telling you about a glass that broke. And you can try to put it together all you want to, but it won't hold water. Water will leak out of it. But I tell you, I know somebody this morning will put it back together. Broken things can be put back together. Can you say amen this morning? Take those broken things to Jesus this morning and he will put it together. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know, the Bible say the church of the living God, the pillar of the ground of truth, in Matthew 21 and 13, it said, And he said to them, it is written, my house shall be called a house of what? But you have made it a den of thieves. Look at your house today. Look at your temple today. What have you made it today? Hallelujah. Have you made your temple a house of prayer? Hallelujah. I remember when I was working there in Houston, Texas, the guys were just cursing and cursing and carrying on. You probably heard me give this testimony once before, but they were just cursing, saying ungodly things all around me. And one of the guys said, Reverend, what you gonna do about these guys cussing all the time around here? The Lord, as soon as he said, the scripture popped up. And it said that it doesn't matter what defile a man is what come out of him. But if you hold your peace, you won't be defiled. Amen. And so, you know, the scripture said that if I don't argue with them and join in them, I won't be defiled. They're the one being defiled. They're the one cursing. I hold my peace, amen, and pray for them, hallelujah, and believe God for the turnaround. You know, that's what the devil want to do. He wants you to get all out of whack and say, oh, they cursing all this. That Jesus had to go in all of that kind of mess, hallelujah, but he came in to bring deliverance, hallelujah. Testimony I was hearing with Brother Pastor Kersey there about his testimony of things changing on his job. Hallelujah, because he's praying. You can change things because prayer changes all things and everything. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to ask you this morning, where are the intercessors? Where are God's people called by his name? Where are the intercessors? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't you know that there are things that are happening? Just last week, in my community, a guy that had his funeral yesterday, that got so intoxicated and hit a tree and was dead. You probably heard about it or saw it on the news, but I'm just saying, the Bible was telling me, the Lord was telling me, no intercessor. No intercessor. No intercessor. Things are happening all around us. No intercessors. No intercessor. Where are the intercessors at today? Oh, I want to get you stirred up to pray today. I want to get you to turn around for prayer today. Hallelujah. Not to just let things happen and have church as usual, but a turn around in it. Where are the intercessors? Hallelujah. Praise God, interceding. Hallelujah. Pastor Jerry, Pastor Cricket, Pastor Lane, they don't have to worry about no intercessor because I'm going to pray for them. I'm going to pray for my children. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to believe God for a breakthrough. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, you just might as well get happy today. Hallelujah. When my son got shot with an AK-47, hallelujah, didn't have no inkling. Yes, I did. I was having dreams. I was having dreams. God was trying to warn me, but I couldn't get that. I was wrestling with it. I could not get that together. I couldn't put it together. And you know, that's a military weapon, an AK-47. You guys have heard him preach. Hallelujah. Raise your hand if you heard my son preach. He preaching this morning in Dallas. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. AK-47. But Stacy, he know all about them kind of guns. I don't know. That's over my head, Brother Stacy. But anyway, praise God, got shot. And when I went to tell my wife, I was crying. Hallelujah. In tears. And my wife, she's stable. She's not emotional. She would listen. I know what she was doing. She was listening for the Spirit of God. You know, she was listening. And I went to break the news to her, and the word came from another sister, says, not his time. Not his time. I know it's not his time, because we're in a seed. We're in a seed for him every day over our children. We cover them in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. When we drove to that city where he was there, when I walked in the room, I read the scriptures in Psalms 124. It said, that it had not, I'm telling you, church, we're going to have to intercede. If it had not been for the Lord, he'd have ate him up. The devil is not playing games. He's trying to take us out. Preachers trying to losing their lives. Hallelujah. I tell you, the football coach in Hampton fell dead. Wasn't but 26 years old. No intercessor. Just got married. And you tell me that we don't have to pray. Prayer changes things. I don't care where they are. They can be in New York, Dallas, or wherever they are. But prayer has a way of going there. I see prayer walking up the steps, walking in the room, touching lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Prayer is changing things. Intercede. Where are the real intercessors? Hallelujah. Praise God. Isaiah 59 and 16 said he saw that there was no man and wonder where there was no intercessor. Therefore, his own arm brought salvation for him and his own righteousness. It sustained him. Amen. God just got satisfied by itself. He said, I send Jesus. I send him. And he's there now. He paid it all. He's finished. He's there now, ever living to intercede for us, praying for you and I. Hallelujah. Can't you just take the liberty to join in with Jesus and pray and believe a change is coming? Believe the wind of change. I'm sorry if I offend anybody here this morning. I'm just a loud country preacher. I get excited about God. Hallelujah. What's happening to our people, cities, states, and our nation? No intercessors. I want to tell you that. Do we know what to pray for? Do we know what to pray for? I tell you somebody knew how to pray for in the Bible. I tell you he knew how to pray. Blind Bartimaeus, he knew how to pray. Amen? Blind Bartimaeus knew how to pray. Look at Mark 10, 51. And so Jesus answered and said to him, in Mark 10, 51, what do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, Rabboni, which means master, Lord, over sickness, over death, over destruction, master. Hallelujah. He's a mastering God. Hallelujah. He said, that I may receive my sight. He knew what to ask for. He could have asked for some gold. He could have asked for a lot of things. He could have asked for his knee to be healed. He could have asked for a lot of things, but he knew exactly what to ask for. Amen. So he said that his sight may come forth. I want to tell you this morning what we need to pray for. It's found in 1 Timothy 2, 1 and 2. Therefore, I exhort first of all that supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. That's what to pray for. That's it right there. Hallelujah. That's what got to be changed. As an intercessor, we believe that God will move on our behalf. You know what? I tell you the problem. I've been in this a while. I'm not going to tell you my age, but I've been praying a long time. And you know what I have discovered about the saints of God? We are not persistent in our prayers. We don't persevere in prayer to get results. You got to persevere to get results. Persistent. I know things happen. And listen, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. I'm not here to condemn you at all. Because Christ don't condemn you, I don't neither. I'm just preaching the word and stirring people up to pray. Amen. Hallelujah. But you got to be persistent. You got to persevere through obstacle. It's not easy to pray. You know, it's not easy to get up in the morning and pray. It's not easy to go to prayer meeting. And like Pastor Cricket been ministering about juggling those balls, you know, keeping all the things going. It's not easy. But I tell you, if you take time, if you don't take time, you know, you can look, you know. In other words, there's a thing that it just feel that you haven't done what you needed to do. I don't know. It's just the Holy Spirit may be kind of nudging you about it. But, you know, you got to obey God. And, you know, if Jesus had to pray, what about us? We got to pray. You know, we are no exception. We are here on this earth. We got the tools. We got the keys. We got everything that we need for God to use through us. Hallelujah. And he's declaring that great. See, he didn't ask you to do anything that he wouldn't do, that he didn't do, and he won't do through you. Amen. And so we got everything we need. In Luke 11:18, it says, I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because of his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he need. Hallelujah. That is persistent. Hallelujah. That's persevering through the things that's trying to hinder you. Hallelujah. I want you to know this morning that there is no problem with God. There's no problem with the angels. There's no problem with the Holy Spirit. There's no problem in heaven. But you know what? It's us. We have the problem. And you know why? You know why we have the problem? Because demons. Demonic forces. You'll hear me saying a lot about demonic forces. Hallelujah. Because they're there to stop you. Hallelujah. To hinder the move of God and the work of God. Hallelujah. But we have been given power over them. Amen. To stop them. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible say in Ephesians 6:12, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principality, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. That's what we're wrestling against. Daniel prayed. And he was held up in the second heaven where the demons are. There's three heavens. There's the atmosphere. There's outer space. And there's where God is. But when the angel came to bring him the answer, the prince of Persia held him, which is a demonic force. He said, I heard you from the day you prayed. But I got held up. Hallelujah. Don't tell me that we don't have to persevere. Don't tell me that we don't have to be persistent in our prayer. Hallelujah. But God wanting to do it. God is there to do it. He's got a line that's open for us 24/7 all whole year. I don't know how many days in a year, but a whole year. 365 days in a year. He's there waiting. Hallelujah. 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 If he's waiting, I don't want to keep him waiting. I want to stand on your feet today. I just want to give him the praise and the glory and the honor that he deserves. I want to commune with my God. I want to thank him for another day. I want to give him praise. Oh, for he's so good to me. Ah, he can feed me out of a rock if he wants. two water can come forth. Hallelujah. He's a good God. He's still parting Red Sea. Oh, he's still walking on the water to get to me. Whatever it takes to get to me, to bring the answer to me. God is ready. He's willing and he's able to do exceedingly abundant above anything we ask or think according to the power that worketh within us today. Lord, we believe that you are here in our midst today. I want to know, there's anybody in this house today that you need prayer? You say, I need some prayer today. I need my brothers and sisters to intercede with me this day. Hallelujah. Come to the altar. I believe that it's fire on this altar this morning to bring deliverance today, to bring breakthrough today. Whatever you're wrestling with, you don't have to leave this day. Leave the church today the same. God want to bring changes in this house today. Hallelujah to God. We believe for your breakthrough today. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Let hands be laid upon you. The Bible said the effectual prayer and prayers of the righteous avail much, make much power available. Put the devil on the run, the devil of sickness, the devil of chaotic confusion, the devil that's trying to hinder your walk, the devil that's trying to bring oppression upon your life, trying to make you dissatisfied, discouraged. I bind a discouragement demon today and say he has no play. My God, who will able to break through to me today and give me peace in the midst of this storm that I'm wrestling with today. Hallelujah. The altars are open today. Hallelujah. Praise God. God has anointed us to win. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you that you are here today. Lord, bring your anointing today. Anybody want to be saved in the house today? Raise your hand if you want to be saved. Hallelujah. Praise God. Anybody in the house, you want to be saved? Come right now. If you want to be saved, you want to give your life to the Lord today. I believe it's somebody in this house today want to give their life to Jesus. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. It's not right that we leave this service and the ones that have sat through it wanting to be saved and can't get saved. I want to give you that opportunity. Let's just pray. I believe it's one here today that want to be saved. Father, I thank you that you're able to save. We're here to confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus. And we believe that God raised him from the dead. You said we shall be saved. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. With mouth, confession is made unto salvation, Lord. We snatch them out of darkness into the marvelous light today. And we believe your resurrection power is reaching through the undivided attention of Satan right now and his cohorts. And we believe for the breakthrough in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Will you prayer warriors come today? Prayer warriors, come and lay hands upon if you want to be anointed with oil today. We want to anoint you with oil. I'm just going to pray a gentle prayer for your breakthrough today. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that we are stirred up as warriors. We are the church, God, the one you bled and died for, Lord. The blood of Jesus stains us wherever we go, Lord. Lord, we thank you right now that the blood cleanse, heal, deliver, and it protect us, Lord. We believe, Lord, that these are at this altar today. Whatever experiencing they are experiencing this morning, God, Lord, they won't leave this place the same today. But it's going to be a change, Lord. A change in their life, God. In Jesus' name. Lord, thank you for power, anointing, upon us today. Lord, we say we believe today for your strength, your anointing, your power today. Oh, thank you, Lord, that his hands are being laid upon you today. We believe, God. Thank you, Lord, that you are God, and we trust you, Lord. Trust you for our power, Lord. Lord, let the Spirit of God dwell richly in this house this morning. Oh, karakabaka satatata. Oh, la da 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 da. Lord, we believe, God, that the plans for our family by the devil is being aborted right now. The plans for our loved ones is being bound right now in Jesus' name. The plans for the El Dorado Victory Church of the devil is being bound right now in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you for your freedom today. In the mighty name of Jesus, anointing God. Oh, la, la, ba, 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 ba. Thank you, Lord. Shanda, da, 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 da. Lord, I thank you. In Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, minister. Minister right now in Jesus' name. Lord, you're able right now. We celebrate you as healer now in Jesus' name. Let your virtue, healing power go forth in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you for healing right now in Jesus' name.